There's a wet spot on the couch now. I'm sorry.
That's too bad.
Created plenty of wet spots on that couch.
I feel like you should draw straws to see who has to sleep in the wet spot.
It's a badge of honor. It's a badge of honor when you sleep in the wet spot.
You just got to wear an extra shirt or pants.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Great. Fucking welcome to The Citizen's Guide to the Supernormal. This podcast is dedicated to the weird, unexplained, and all things sticky, stupid, and uncomfortable. Much like Alex Jones. This is our first episode. Naturally, it's going to suck a little bit, but bear with us. I promise it gets better. My name is Sarge. With me is Maynard.
Hello.
Joining us tonight is our dedicated producer slash researcher, Jordan.
Yo.
We're on Twitter. I'm at Bastard Prophet. Maynard is at Maynard Rules. That's M-A-Y-N-E-R-D.
Maynard. That's all
R-U-L-E-S.
You need to know.
R-U-L-E-S. I know I have a problem pronouncing my R's, so
wait.
Fuck yourself.
Where's the H?
I legally changed my name. That's Maynard Rules. It's just
you know how long it took me to learn how to spell your name with the H?
Yeah, it's just easier for everyone.
We removed
though.
The H. We gave it to Jesus, so now it's Jesus H.H. Christ.
So we doubled up the H on the H. Okay.
Yeah.
Can we find another one so he's Jesus Triple H Christ?
We can work on it. We can work on it. We'll take it out of my...
But the third H should be silent.
And Jordan is at CG Super Jordan. If you would like to contact the show, which I don't understand why you'd want to do that after the first episode, you can email us at citizensguidepodcast@gmail.com. And we're hosted by the extremely patient and kind individuals at thebrandedsports.com. That's www.thebrandedsports.com. They're also on Twitter at branded_sports.
I'm pretty sure that www is now like HTTP. You don't even have to
say
it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I think it's like assumed.
You know what? We'll do that for the next episode because I've already... We don't want to...
All right. Well,
Can you edit it?
I could cut... Well, now that we're talking about it, I'm not going to...
Yeah, leave it in there.
Okay.
Just in case. Someone's grandma might be listening
now
to this.
Now that shit's out of the way, let's get to the point. Buckle up, gang. Sarge has a story. On July 16th, 1969... America stuck three guys in a metal tube and shot them at the sky like a giant fiery middle finger directed straight at the USSR. The three-stage rocket launched at 9:32 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 12 minutes later they were in orbit. On board NASA's dick-shaped skyfucker is Buzz Aldrin, Neil Armstrong, and the other guy. It's Michael Collins, I guess. After 3 days of peeing in bags and not masturbating, the lunar module is in orbit around the moon.
Do you know that for a fact?
I don't know that for a fact, but I'm going to guess three guys that close together aren't going to masturbate unless there's a cookie in the middle.
Everybody knows you can't masturbate in zero gravity.
The next day, with Colin staying in the command module, finally able to buff his musket in peace, Armstrong and Aldrin drop down to walk on the only place more desolate and inhospitable than Nashua, New Hampshire. On July 20th, with the world watching, Neil Armstrong became the first man to step on the moon, and Buzz Aldrin became the first man to experience sloppy seconds in space. On July 21st, 1969, the lunar module left the moon, reconnected with the command module, with Collins desperately cleaning up his sticky, sticky love glue. The ship returned to Earth on July 24th, 1969, and dropped into the Pacific Ocean like the world's most expensive fucking teabag. This is the official story. This is the story we all know. This is the official NASA story. In fact, this information comes directly from NASA's own website.
Did you know that NASA turned 60 yesterday?
It did?
Yeah, it's his birthday.
You picked a fucking great day to do this show. Right?
I think you fail to realize that when people hear this, it's not going to be yesterday.
I went to public school. I failed a lot of things.
I'm just saying when we recorded it.
Can we just give an actual date?
No, let's make them work. No.
Today is 10/2/18.
So
October 1st.
October 1st.
So October 1st
so did
was
you know
NASA's
that,
birthday.
I'm going to steal your fact. Did you know that NASA turned 60 on October 1st?
Really?
Of this year?
I did not know that.
So at the time of recording, NASA is 60 years and one day old.
Yeah. Yep.
NASA, here's to you, you old bitch.
Cheers.
I still fuck you. All right, so this information comes directly from NASA's own website. It was compiled by the... Well, it's compiled from the moon landing story, the official story, and the transcripts from Apollo 11. However, that's not why we're here. We're here because there's a number of other theories.
I
We've selected a few to explore here, and Maynard has one of his own, which I'm sure is well-researched, given the amount of gimp suits he owns. So without further ado, Jordan, a tireless producer and slash researcher, has some science. Jordan, what do you got for us?
I just want to start off with a little-known fact that Buzz Aldrin was actually voiced by Tim Allen.
Wow.
On the moon. That's just a little-known fact. Tim Allen, he actually was hoping they'd bring him some moon dust and he could traffic it as cocaine.
Yeah, he was a hell of a coke dealer back then.
He was one hell of a coke dealer. Did you guys know that Tim Allen was a coke dealer?
If he was so good at dealing coke, he wouldn't have got caught.
No, I wasn't talking to you, Maynard. I was talking to the audience.
Oh.
Audience, sorry. Did you guys know that Tim Allen was a coke dealer? And now he works for fucking Disney? And he's a super conservative? How the fuck did that happen? Don't do coke, kids. You become a Republican.
Was this like the fourth wall break? You were talking to the... I mean, we're all talking to the audience.
I mean, we're kind of all talking to the audience, right? Am I right?
I thought we were talking to each other.
Well, they can't see where we're looking.
Well, we can't answer them. I mean, we can't see their answers or hear them.
I'm sure I'm going to hear about this on Twitter later.
So, like, you know how you get the Mickey Mouse Club and they ask the audience to, like, do things with them?
Yes.
Is that what we just did?
I was kind of hoping they were answering yeah at home.
All right. Well, so I'll leave uncomfortable pauses then.
Audience, if you want this podcast to continue, please clap as loudly as you can.
Now put your hand in the air.
And wave it around like you just don't care.
To the windows.
To the walls.
All right.
To the sweat drips down my balls.
So
that's how that goes.
I've got some... yikes.
I'll All right.
I've got science, bitches.
Hit us with your science.
So,
do some science to us.
People bitch about the moon landing being faked because America can't get things right. Pizza. They put pineapple on pizza.
You know what? I'm going to give those conspiracy theories folks a little credit. And here's why. For the longest time, people in the CIA were just dosing each other with LSD, which we'll cover on another episode. So, like, I kind of feel like, okay, I can maybe see why you'd think there was some shenanigans involved with the moon landing, but I find, like, it was probably pretty hard to fake.
Right, yeah, no, you're right. So the first argument that people use, not the first, but one of the more popular arguments that people use for the faked moon landing is the flag, and it didn't just drop straight down, and it was fluttering in what looked to be a breeze.
If your flag flutters for more than 4 hours, contact a medical professional.
Oh, if my flag flutters for more than 4 hours, I'm usually calling that a party.
Yeah, right.
So
I'm just happy it happened.
I'm glad I could raise the flag for that long. Usually it's 35 seconds and I am spent.
Nap time.
So the flag flutters as he mounts it into the moon.
Same thing fucking happens to me every fucking time.
And I exhausted myself researching this because I, too, was naive in thinking that there was a wind and a breeze and a fan. And what I found is that the flag flutters on the moon because in a vacuum, when you jam your pole as hard and deep as you can into this...
No, don't jam your thing deep and hard as you can into a vacuum. It doesn't work.
In the vacuum of space...
Oh...
I thought you meant a Dyson. Sorry.
Maynard's discussing his fleshlight prototype. Anyway.
We need sponsors, right? Is Dyson?
Dyson's
maybe available. on the list, yeah.
They clean up one hell of a mess.
Dyson, make it just a little bit wider. I'm not super long, but I'm hung like a tuna can. So I can't fit the whole thing in there, and it would feel better if I could.
So the flag flutters. You jam it into the surface of the moon.
I can't believe I just talked about my penis.
I'm actually shocked that it took us 5 to 7 minutes for that to come out.
That's what she said.
All right. You jam your pole into the moon, it's not that funny. It's the actual term that they used, I imagine.
We're never going to get through this fucking podcast.
You jam your pole into the moon.
It's not getting any better. We fucked the moon. That's what happened. We stuck the pole into the fucking moon. Continue.
Got it.
When you're jamming in as hard as you fucking can.
To keep the flag sticking out.
It didn't get any better.
They erected an arm.
Your arm off can of do the that?
Why did you pick this to be the first thing you talked about? Okay. So when you jam the pole into the moon, hopefully with consent,
the flag
of the reverberation of the flag being jammed into the moon's cervix. Is that what you're saying?
Essentially.
Okay.
The flag continues to flutter because it's in a vacuum. So.
Oh, so there's no wind resistance, so there's nothing to stop it.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
And
fair
enough. One-sixth the Earth's gravity.
Okay.
Kept that flag.
So that makes a lot. So it's not really waving around so much as it's just the reverberation of
it's vibrating. The flag is actually vibrating from the continual thrusting into the moon of the.
Can I make a suggestion to anyone who works in the sex toy industry?
Sure.
Make yourself a moon flag.
Moon flag. We'll take notes.
Excellent. Thank you. Maynard owns a pawn shop.
If you could just actually attach a flag to
for
a
now.
Dildo.
Right? I got to tell you a funny story while we're talking about dildos.
You know, I really don't know that I want to hear it.
It's a good story. I had this friend that we used to hang out with all the time. And he was a very serious gentleman. So one night, my friend and I got super high. And we went all the way down to the South Shore Plaza. And we sprayed the hood of his car with adhesive, automotive adhesive. And we stuck a dildo to the hood of his car. And it was a very... It was a masterful dildo. It was a fucking lightsaber.
Like a big veiny fucker?
It was a large dildo. And it was pink. And it was made out of, I don't know, some kind of fucking polyurethane or whatever. So
polyurethane 132.
It was really fucking mad. He comes out of work. He's working late at night. And he comes out of work. And he sees this dildo in his car. And he gets super mad. And he tries to fucking yank it off. So, of course, we're howling laughing. Because he's fucking jerking this thing like a... Well, I mean, like you jerk your penis. And it didn't come off because we fucking glued it to the hood of his car. So he just gets in his car and he starts driving away and he stops at a stop sign right at the end of the parking garage. And we just watched this fucking glorious pink translucent veiny dildo just thwap over and over and over again on the hood of his car.
I'm going to give you all a term. You're listening at home to Google. Anyway. And it's not safe for work, so don't do it there. But all I imagine is if he were to get into an accident... He would have given the car he rear-ended a raging unicorn. that's
all
the
right.
vocabulary.
I think we've reached
episode.
A point we should probably take a break. Man, what's
well,
our time
on,
looking like?
One more theory that
No, we're going to go back into your theory, but we're going to take a break first.
All right. Yeah, let's take a like.
Let's take
break.
A short
quick
break. And we're going to give you a word from our first sponsor, and then we'll come back. This episode has been brought to you by www.thebrandedsports.com. Go to brandedsports.com. Check out all the stuff they got. They're a pretty fucking awesome website because they're sponsoring this fucking podcast. I apologize for all the swears, but if you're from New England, you'll understand. Thank you, and have a wonderful fucking evening. All right, welcome back. Welcome back to episode one. Of the Citizens Guide podcast.
The Lunar Landing.
The Lunar Landing episode. Jordan is going to continue with the information he had. Before we went to break, we were talking about how jamming a flag into the cervix of the moon would cause it to continue to vibrate ad infinitum because it's a vacuum. Continue, sir.
Right. So I gave you all a fun fact in the beginning of the episode about Tim Allen voicing Buzz Aldrin.
That wasn't really the Lance the
Armstrong.
Crux of what you said.
Lance Armstrong landed on the moon.
No, Buzz Armstrong.
Nope, Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz Aldrin, Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong, not Lance. You said
sure? I thought it was Stretch Armstrong. No.
Stretch Armstrong.
Stretch was his nickname, but his little known nickname was Woody. So going back to
Woody Armstrong.
So confused.
And Buzz Aldrin.
Was,
fair enough. Continue.
Right. So going
Tom
back
Hanks
to the flag fluttering back a few minutes ago. Before the branded sports advert, I think I'm the only one that heard that. The dust on the moon was not kicked up by the lunar module landing and taking off. And people think that this is sketchy because, you know, there's dust covering the moon's surface. And, I mean, I know that there's dust covering surfaces that haven't been touched in a while.
That's a fact.
The dust on the moon's surface stuck to the boots of the... astronauts as they stepped out of the lunar module.
Yes,
of
I read their that Neil Armstrong
cabin.
Even talked to masturbation cabin. Neil Armstrong even talked about that. He said that some of the dust stuck to the toe of his boot. He could like kick it up.
Yeah, and it wouldn't go anywhere. And so people think this is sketchy, that the lunar lander landed and took off and there was no dust cloud. And I'm here to tell you that, space being a vacuum, there's no air for the dust to circulate in.
But does your research account for the fact that the moon had its own gravity at the time?
It's 1/6 the Earth's gravity.
It's 1/6 the Earth's gravity. Yes, it's a vacuum, but it still has some gravity. So there is a force. So to call it a complete vacuum would be inaccurate, correct?
There's no air.
Yeah, there's no air, but...
So in the vacuum that is space.
You, but,
so the reason the flag flutters...
Gravity still has an effect
flag
while there's no... It's not a vacuum.
Are you telling me you don't believe we landed on the moon?
No, I'm not saying that.
All right, so let's go back to the issue at hand.
No, no, hold on, though. Just hear me out. Hear me out. We're talking about the moon.
Obviously.
We're talking about a complete vacuum.
Space.
Yes.
Like bigger than a Dyson?
But it is bigger than a Dyson. Don't stick your
dick in
the
moon. A bread box.
But I'm saying it's a complete vacuum, but gravity still exists on the moon. So why is it sticking to your boot and not falling back on the ground?
I'm getting to that.
Okay, fair enough. My mistake.
So the reason the dust sticks to the surface of the moon and then the surfaces that it touches is that the extremely fine-grained sand is actually charged due to the sun's radiation. It actually has an electrical charge. Ooh. And so the static electricity that the dust
Holy
conducts
shit.
Sticks to the boot,
that.
Sticks
That's
to the moon, sticks to the legs of the lunar lander. That's a legs lunar lander. Say that 5 times fast. And so it was really difficult, apparently, to clean the spacesuits before going back into the lunar module, because of the dust sticking to the suits, because of the radiation from the sun.
So it's kind of magnetic almost.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. It creates like a magnet. And so that is why the dust cloud never existed.
I learned something today.
Right? This is amazing Holy information shit. That I've got here.
I thought I was just going to use this to fucking shock my coworkers.
Now, there is...
They'll still be shocked.
Dust does get blown in a specific direction, but it's the direction that the astronauts would be moving in. So the direction where they open the hatch, the dust gets blown away from there, but it still sticks to the surface of the moon. So you can actually see that there's smooth spots in pictures from where they were actually had landed and had dust blown, which is interesting. So anyway, that...
Blowing dust, is that what happens when someone yummied down on Hugh Hefner before he died?
I mean, have you ever...
I imagine his cum is like the consistency of powdered milk.
Have you ever busted your baby nugget and then
all
gone immediately back into it and your dick just starts coughing?
No, most of the time my dick just goes really soft for a few minutes and then it's ready again.
What do you mean again?
Perpetually ready. I mean, like, you know, like 5 minutes later, I'm ready to go again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, yeah, Me too.
You gotta hydrate,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, 5 minutes, ready to
the
go.
The more liquid you drink, the readier you are. Pineapple juice, it's fucking way of the world.
Really? All right, so...
Take notes.
Maybe that's the next episode, because I don't believe that for a second.
Oh, you don't have to.
We can do tests. Not you testing me.
I don't want to do those tests with you. That's weird. There's something wrong with you.
The next popular reason for the hoax is no stars in the background of the pictures of the that were taken.
Well, that's just total goddamn bullshit. Because honestly, if you take your phone out in your backyard, even if you live in the fucking sticks and you take a picture of the sky in your backyard, you're not going to get pictures of the fucking stars. And they even talk about it in the lunar module in the transcripts from NASA. They even say, there are times where they couldn't see the stars, and then they could see the stars.
Well, they were also on the giant lit-up side of the moon, which the sun is glaring directly at, and you can't see stars during the day on Earth, right?
Only a fucking moron's you couldn't see the stars in space. Well, I mean, the stars are fucking light years away.
Right?
Continue, Jordan. I apologize for interrupting your glory.
I mean, you guys basically said what I had to say. I mean, there's the same
reason. I mean, all I'm saying is that's the fucking easiest one to dispute, because if you live on Earth and you try to fucking take a picture of the stars, you're not going to get them.
Hey, can you see the stars at 2 p.m?
Yeah.
And that's because the sun is shining on your side of
the
planet.
Exactly, but not even that. When you try to take a picture of the sky, You try to take a picture of the moon with your fucking cell phone, you're not going to get a good picture. And my cell phone probably has better megapixels than the goddamn camera they use in the fucking moon. I mean, how simple is that?
I mean, Maynard got it, so.
This is fucking flat earth stupid.
So, to go along with that, no pictures of the flame from the landing rocket or the taking off. In certain pictures, there's no pictures of the flame from the lunar lander or the booster to take off from the...
Well, I feel like that one's kind of an easy one to dispute, too, because honestly, if I was a Hollywood director, right, and I was going to film the fucking moon landing, I would have big goddamn flames.
Well, so, have you ever taken a butane torch outside? Like a butane, like a torch? You ever take it outside and you light it in direct sunlight and you have a hard time seeing the flame and then you burn yourself? I've done that.
I've never done any of those things.
I've done that. So
I guess what I'm trying to say is if I was a Hollywood director and I wanted people to believe that I had landed a spaceship on the fucking moon, I would have a
big,
giant
billowy
fucking
yellow
flame,
flame.
Right? Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
James Cameron wasn't alive, but no, not James Cameron. Who's the...
Michael Bay. Is
Michael
who
Bay,
thinking of.
Yes.
It's
Jason
okay,
Bannard.
Jason Bay, right. Yes.
He played for the Red Sox.
No. He was a hockey player, wasn't he?
No, he played for the Red Sox.
Oh, yes.
So that was like a very short stint.
Didn't he invent Old Bay seasoning?
No, you're thinking of Old Spice.
Old Spice. Fucking shit. Who invented that? Harrison Ford.
Oh, I thought it was the guy that rode the horse.
You're right. Harrison Ford invented cars.
There you go.
Nope. He invented the helicopter rescue.
He invented crashing a helicopter while rescuing someone, is I think what he did.
Sure.
He's a good inventor.
So there's
not a good helicopter pilot, though. I feel like Harrison Ford has crashed more than Kris Jenner.
Okay.
You know
I didn't get that joke.
I do.
That was over my head.
Kris Jenner crashed his car, her car into someone.
No. That was Bruce Jenner.
No. It's
Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner. Excuse me.
Yeah,
Caitlyn Jenner.
No, it was Bruce Jenner when the car crash happened.
No. Bruce had become a female at that point.
No, that's why Bruce decided to become Caitlyn so they wouldn't catch him.
I feel like...
No, I'm serious.
It was
100% wrong.
It was
I'm serious.
Slow play.
You're right. But no, it was...
So anyway, there's no picture of the flame from the rocket booster landing, taking off, what have you. And again, same principle applies in direct sunlight, in unimpeded sunlight.
Well, have you ever lit a grill in the fucking middle of the day? And you look inside the grill, you can't see the fucking flame because it's sunlight.
Right.
Fair enough.
Unimpeded sunlight.
Yeah, problem solved.
Right. So those two.
How do these fucking conspiracy theorists not know this shit? Have they never grilled before in their fucking entire lives?
These are the same people who believe that Stanley Kubrick
filmed
the moon landing.
Fair enough.
In a soundstage, which brings me to my last and the biggest of the conspiracy theories, was that the American government, in all of their girth,
when they
blackmailed Stanley Kubrick into making the moon landing happen on a soundstage.
Yeah,
when I say blackmailed, they blackmailed him because his brother...
That's racist. African-American mailed. Please, continue.
But by the way, you guys, can you just look at my laptop right now?
Bruce Jenner sued over a fatal car accident. Was this before he changed his name to Caitlyn?
Beforehand. It was
Are there
beforehand.
Pictures of
You're
him
correct.
With the boobs? That's what I'm asking.
They aren't describing him as Caitlyn in this.
Because he had the long hair and he got the Adam's apple.
You know what? Unpopular.
He was listed as Bruce in this article. That's
Caitlyn
when he was
Jenner is far more attractive than Bruce Jenner.
True.
I'm just going to say that.
True.
I still don't appreciate the large forehead on either.
Not as attractive as Bailey J, but close. Right? If Bailey J were like 50 years older, she'd be just as attractive as Caitlyn Jenner.
Who would you rather judge in a helicopter contest?
Bailey J, obviously.
Oh, well, there you go. So the biggest of the conspiracies, the last one that I'm going to talk about.
Hashtag Stanley, Bailey J's magnificent dick. Continue.
Stanley Kubrick filmed the moon landing in a soundstage in an undisclosed location and faked the whole thing.
Stanley Kubrick did this.
Yeah. Right. The man who brought you 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Fair enough. Good one.
The man who brought you Clockwork Orange.
Here's my rebuttal. You ready?
Do you know where he got his budget for The Shining? This all ties in. He had an unlimited budget for The Shining because he helped the government fake the moon landing.
Here's my rebuttal. Eyes Wide Shut. Horrible fucking movie. It was garbage, right? and Barry Lyndon. Also a fucking terrible movie.
Did you see what Stanley Kubrick did with the tiny budget he had for 2001: A Space Odyssey?
Yes, I did.
Now imagine the unlimited funds of the American government post-World War II.
But when did...
Trying to prove that we are better than Russia. I mean, look what Rocky did in Rocky IV. He beat the Russians.
Another Kubrick gem.
He did not do Rocky. No.
Oh.
I think you're mistaken on that one, actually.
No, I'm mistaken. That's Sylvester Stallone.
Very close. It was the S. Stanley Stallone night.
Fair enough.
Right.
Not really. Not actually unfair.
Wow.
Unfair. I know. That was terrible. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Wow, that changes my view of who Stanley Kubrick is.
I think we can all agree that fucking Bill Pullman was the best president for the moon landing. That's all I'm saying. But as we come down to it, there's no way Stanley Kubrick did that. There's no way. But we talk about 2001: A Space Odyssey, and I know for a fucking fact that Stanley Kubrick literally had to animate the screens in 2001: A Space Odyssey. He hired animators to draw what was happening on the screens because the technology didn't exist for that to happen on its own. You're telling me that Stanley Kubrick, the guy who made that god-awful piece of dog shit that Tom Cruise starred in, hoaxed the entire fucking world, well, the entire world that had televisions, into believing that we landed on the moon.
Nicole Kidman was in it. So a little bit of, like, rebound.
Yeah, but Tom Cruise is such a bad actor. I feel like Stanley Kubrick, who made the moon landing, would know...
Yet he's been in 6 Mission Impossibles.
None of those are that good. When you have explosions in your movie, you don't exactly need a fucking Academy Award winner. You know what I'm saying?
Just ask Michael Bay.
Exactly.
Jason Bay.
Right, Jason Bay.
Old Bay.
Old Bay season. Old Bay. Salt Bay.
And it comes full circle.
Jeremy London. Fantastic actor.
Comes full circle.
And friend of the podcast, just to be clear.
Who?
Jeremy London from Mallrats.
I've not met the man.
I haven't met him either, but we talk on Twitter all the time. He's a friend of the show. Continue.
Good man.
I will only allow that if he retweets the episode.
We don't even have to say that. He'll just do it anyway because he's a good guy.
I hope.
He commissioned me to make a video.
If we could just get Kevin Smith also from Mallrats.
Listen.
That's a tall order, I know.
I'm mid-level Twitter popular. Low level, honestly, because I only have 14,000 followers. Once I get to Boyd's numbers, Boyd's Backyard, follow him, 90,000 followers. Once I get to Boyd's numbers, then we can start talking about Kevin Smith.
Can we get some Jimmy Fallon time?
Can we just be happy with fucking Jeremy London, you dick? Jesus Christ.
I like me some Jeremy London. I just
He's
don't believe
He's fucking
you.
Great.
I
He's
just
a
don't
nice
believe you. You're
going
to have to show me the DMs.
Well,
it's
if you
it's all out there,
Twitter,
man.
He literally retweets
he follows
me
too.
Day. He's a friend of us. Yeah. He follows Maynard as well.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of... I'm not a worthy follow, I don't think.
Jeremy London, if you're listening to this show, ignore everything that Jordan said before and follow him because he's a nice guy.
Yeah,
he's a nice guy. He's kind of he doesn't know who you are because he's dumb. But follow him anyway because he's a nice guy.
That is not true. I know who Jeremy London is.
You know you don't because if you knew who he was, you'd know he fucking commissioned me to make a video for a fantastic film that he made.
All right,
we're getting off the rails. Let's get back to fucking conspiracy theories.
I mean,
is it time for another break?
Yeah,
I just introduced Stanley Cooper, and now you want to take another break?
Well, we got to get to Maynard's story.
Let the Kubrick thing. Well,
let's let Kubrick marinate. Let's continue with Kubrick, and then we'll go on a break. Hurry up!
Yeah.
All right. So Stanley Kubrick, in a soundstage in an undisclosed location, made the moon landing happen.
Okay.
The
rumor that I heard was that he made it in London because that's where Stanley Kubrick was living at the time.
Why would it make sense for the Americans to go to London to perpetuate this lie?
We did it with World War II.
Maybe we should take that break.
Couldn't resist. I'm just saying, that's where we fought World War II.
Do you think Stanley Kubrick made World War II happen?
Yes.
All right.
I think he was
a little young.
He made
Paths of Glory with Kurt Douglas.
I'm going to have a little bit of a surprise.
He was a fantastic photographer as a teenager in the World War II era, though. That's not a lie.
No, you're right. You're right.
Very good photographer.
Kubrick is very talented.
I loved Tom Cruise in World War II. And he had that, he was missing
Even
the
World
eye.
Even in World War II, he was running away from the gay thoughts.
He had that missing eye in that movie in World War II.
And yes, he tried to kill Hitler,
another,
and it didn't work.
Another famous Tom in World War II, Tom Hanks, loved him in World War II.
He was great in
World War II. Tom Cruise was
Matt Damon, also fan of the show. Not yet, but he will be. Matt Damon, follow us. All
right, Stanley Kubrick.
Matt faked
it. Tom Sizemore, I'd rather you followed us because you're fucking great.
Stanley Kubrick faked it.
Stanley Kubrick faked it?
That's what they say. So here's the evidence behind that. The U.S. government held Stanley Kubrick hostage, essentially, by making him...
You know, North Korea did the same fucking shit.
To,
they kidnapped a director from Japan and made him make a Godzilla movie that was North Korea specific.
Anyway, Stanley...
Continue, hurry up, Stanley Kubrick. I gotta go on break, I gotta pee. Let's go.
Stanley Kubrick filmed much of the footage for Apollo 11 and 12, because he had just directed...
And 12?
That's what they're claiming, yeah.
So we got a sequel out of the deal?
Yeah.
Was that in his contract,
It was a twofer.
Think? It was a twofer.
And the sequel was just as bad, I think. Probably. So, 2001 A Space Odyssey had just come out. The special effects were amazing back for that time. In 1968, NASA approached Kubrick to direct actually the first three moon landings. He had a three contract.
I feel like the only leg deal. That this fucking stupid conspiracy theory has to fucking stand on is that Stanley Kubrick actually did have amazing abilities when it came to special effects.
So the whole idea here was that the launch and splashdown actually took place. And the spacecraft just
fucking rock at the moon?
Spacecraft never left orbit of Earth. So the fake footage was broadcast live from the moon.
I see what you're saying. When you're saying the launch and splashdown, you're talking about the Earth footage. Right. I'm thinking of the splashdown on the moon.
Yeah, no,
okay,
right,
okay, fair
right.
enough.
And then, so live, you know, the footage was broadcast live from the moon, you know. There's no evidence offered for this theory, but 2001 was released before the first Apollo landing. And, you know, in order to keep him quiet, they kept the fact hidden that his brother was a communist, head of the American Communist Party, actually.
But this was in fucking 1969. Who cares at this point? McCarthy was already out of office. Everybody had already made a fucking joke of the whole communist hysteria.
Well, so some ideas to poke a hole in this. In 2001 A Space Odyssey, when they showed a landing, they showed the dust kicking up, which didn't happen in the vacuum of the moon. And so
Kubrick didn't, well, I mean, if Kubrick was involved though, he would do the dust kicking up as a,
right. But that's why I'm saying that pokes a hole in the Kubrick theory.
But no, what I'm trying to say is if Stanley Kubrick was involved in this massive sweeping fucking moon conspiracy, don't you think Stanley Kubrick would be like, okay, now that I'm going to do a fucking movie about space, I should throw some anachronisms in there so people don't think that I...
Yeah, but the movie came out before the landing.
2001 A Space Odyssey was in the 70s, wasn't it?
1968.
Oh, was it?
So he may have perfected his craft by then.
My mistake. I thought it was I thought 2001 A Space Odyssey was 72. That's my mistake.
Negative. It was filmed before Apollo.
Okay, well, then I guess the theory holds a little water.
So an article came out about this in 1995. What?
I said, okay, well, the theory holds a little water, except for the fact we landed on the moon. It actually happened.
So an article entitled The Stanley Kubrick and the Moon Hoax appeared on Usenet, which is kind of like a really important website back in 1995, when this occurred.
Yeah,
they were all important in 1995. There was only four websites back then.
And it was on how Kubrick was coerced into the conspiracy. He was kept quiet because his brother was a communist, and it was embarrassing. But Kubrick had no brother. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, also, it was fucking 1968 at that point.
The article was a spoof, but it gave people credibility to the theory that Kubrick had faked the moon landing.
Well,
because people are stupid.
Anyone on IRC chat back then had no life anyway, so.
Do you want to...
You almost got away with that before I caught it.
I was one of them.
Do we want to take a break before we finish?
Yeah, let's take a break. Yeah, let's take a break. We'll hear your final theory, and then we'll hear Maynard's cockamamie ideas.
What?
Nothing, continue.
Famous Monsters. Celebrating horror, sci-fi, and fantasy genres since 1958. Their annual magazine is available now, along with new apparel released every month. Follow them on social media at Famous Monsters, and check out their entire catalog at CaptainCo.com.
Welcome back to the Citizen's Guide to the Supernormal podcast. Jordan, take it away with Stanley Kubrick faking the moon landing, that motherfucker.
Much like a porn star fakes an orgasm.
I don't think they fake those. Those are real. This is my hill. I'm going to die on it. Those are real.
I'm going to go ahead and be the odd man out and say that those are all fake.
You're always the odd man out. Continue.
Don't just put everybody in one bucket.
Yeah. Sometimes they enjoy them.
All right. So we'll say 30% of the time they're real.
Let's not assign numbers.
30, 70?
30% of the time they're real.
Every time.
All the time. Continue. Disagree.
Episode 2.
No, this is episode 1.
Porn stars fake.
Okay, fair enough. Maybe. Maybe. I'll write it down. I'll make a note.
Hashtag research.
Yeah. Your wife's going to go, Sarge, what are you watching there? And you're just going to be researching.
My wife encourages me to watch porn because it means I don't have to touch her.
What are you doing there, Sarge? Research.
All kinds of research.
All right.
Mostly on trajectory and arch, but continue.
So this big conspiracy has come out and people have adopted it. People believe, people fight online in forums on Instant Messenger because this was back in the day when AIM was a thing.
Like an AIM.
That Stanley Kubrick faked the moon landing. And do you know that these people have all had a joke played on them?
No. Continue.
So.
Speak. Tell me this joke.
Every piece of information I've been able to find for Stanley Kubrick faking the moon landing is actually a hoax on people who think the moon landing was faked.
And it was started by the fucking USSR, those motherfuckers.
Nope. Nope. That, no.
Not R. Kelly?
No. R. Kelly. What? What is it with you and the R's right now?
It's because he can't say them.
George R. R. Martin?
It's Martin?
Martin.
Fuck you guys.
So here's the first one was a mockumentary called Dark Side of the Moon. It was a French film.
No, that was a Pink Floyd album.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it was a French album, Dark Side of the Spoon.
A French mockumentary by William Carell. K-A-R-E-L, not C-A-R-E-L. No relation to Steve.
No one cares.
That's too bad.
It was actually originally titled Operation Lune. Operation.
Oh,
Lune.
Fancy.
It parodies conspiracy theories with faked interviews and stories of assassinations of Stanley Kubrick's assistants by the CIA. And
wait,
a
stories of Stanley Kubrick's assistants being assassinated?
By the CIA.
By the CIA.
Yeah, all in Operation Lune.
So they couldn't kill fucking
Operation
Castro,
Lune.
But they could wipe out Kubrick's assistants.
They didn't want to kill Castro. Dun, dun, dun.
So they just half-heartedly tried to blow up his cigars? Is that what you're saying? Fair enough.
I mean, but let's go back to this, right? If you want to believe the moon landing was faked, and you look like in an operation like Bay of Pigs, you can understand why people would be like, oh, the American government doesn't have their shit together. I don't think they could put a man on the moon.
Here's my problem with the Bay of Pigs. And pretty much all the fucking conspiracy theories that involve the CIA.
There was never a pig involved.
Exactly. Where's the fucking pig? Right? No bacon? Okay. So, no. The point I'm trying to make is there was a theory that was brought up by some UFO people, and I think it's pretty fucking great. It holds some water. So here's the idea. The idea is that the federal government wants you to fucking believe that aliens landed on Earth because the truth of the matter is they didn't. But if you're willing to believe something crazy like aliens landed on Earth, then when somebody says, oh, no, the government's testing the SR-71 Blackbird, you're going to be like, no, fuck you, guy. It was flying saucers. And so it totally discredits everything that you saw. They're going to be like, oh, a swamp gas, because that guy's a goddamn moron and he believes in goddamn aliens. When the truth of the matter is, it's a fucking airplane that can fly thousands and thousands and thousands of feet above normal flying speed. Make sense?
No.
The point I'm trying to make is that the government wants you to believe it's aliens so they can hide something a lot more terrestrial.
So does the government want us to believe they landed on the moon or not?
Yes. Because we actually did fucking land on the moon.
Right.
That's not hoaxed. But what I'm saying is the government wants you to believe in aliens because it's a lot easier than hiding something like they were doing a nuclear missile test. Or they were flying a super top secret airplane that can fly up near space.
So the reason that I'm going to tell you right now that it's impossible with the technology we had in 1969 to do this on a soundstage. Meanwhile, let's go back to the hoaxes for 2 seconds. 2 seconds. Stanley Kubrick on the moon appeared on Usenet. The actual news group was alt.humor.bestofusenet. one passage on how Kubrick was supposedly coerced into the conspiracy. This is where the his brother thing came from. That never happened. Then, moving on. Kubrick had no brother. The article was a spoof. It was a complete with a giveaway sentence describing Kubrick shooting Moonwalk on location on the moon. Nevertheless, the claim was taken up in earnest. People believed this shit because they are stupid and don't do their own research. Clyde Lewis used it almost word for word in his theory, whereas Jay Widener gave the brother a more senior status within the party. He was the leader of the Communist Party, the head of the American Communist Party, which is just insane. Anyway, in 2009, Widener posted on his webpage, Secrets of the Shining. This goes back to where he got his unlimited budget for The Shining, where he states that Kubrick's The Shining is a veiled confession of his role in the scam project. The thesis was the subject of refutation in an article published on Seeker nearly half a year later. Anyway, in 2015, the movie Moonwalkers is a fictional account of CIA agents' claim of Kubrick's involvement. And in December 2015, a video surfaced, which allegedly shows Kubrick being interviewed before he died in 99. The video purportedly shows him confessing to T. Patrick Murray the Apollo moon landings had been faked. Research quickly found, however, that was a hoax.
What kind of research? Do you have, like, any kind of sources or where we can send people?
I can.
Where can we send people?
Earthsky.org.
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 You know, I'm going to be honest with you, though. Anytime I see a .org, I either think it's a charity or somebody trying to fuck with me.
Well, I think that pretty much just links it to the Wikipedia page, and the Wikipedia page gives them actual factual sources. Actual factual, you like that?
Actual factual. Because Wikipedia is the most reliable source on the internet.
You know anyone can edit at Wikipedia?
In fact, my brother-in-law once edited Wikipedia to say that Ted Kennedy had died of a brain tumor before he did it. And so now we are afraid to edit Wikipedia.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
All right, but bottom line
anyway,
is...
so people bought this theory. They bought it so hard that they've convinced themselves the moon landing was staged in a soundstage. I'm here to tell you one very good reason why that can't happen. 1969. We don't have the technology to project light the way we do today. If we had decided that we wanted to project light in 1969 the way we did it now, you would need millions of lasers. Millions of lasers. A wall of lasers to project light to give you the shadows that you get in the photos of the moon landing.
Sounds like a Rammstein concert.
Right?
The problem with the lasers...
or Coldplay.
Back in 1969 was they were red.
You've
been
to a Coldplay?
We wouldn't have had color photos of people landing on the moon in 1969 because there would have been a red hue in the pictures. If you use regular lights on the soundstage... they would have actually had angles cast at different, or shadows cast at different angles. Instead, if you look at a lot of the photos, all the photos show parallel, 100% parallel shadows on the surface of the moon because of the way the sun is
yeah,
actually...
yeah,
because
it's the sun's giant freaking rays.
Right.
Yeah.
Beaming okay. across the
right.
galaxy.
So this is proof that we landed on the moon because of the way the sun shines and hits the moon. If they had used lights, spotlights, even a wall of spotlights, you still would have had a diffusing effect because of the way that light bulbs are shaped and the way they cast shadows.
Mm.
Holy shit.
That's very good.
That's pretty good stuff.
And that comes from a Mr. Mark Shubin, who is a forensic or photo forensic person.
He's a photo guy.
Yeah. He basically is the photo guy. He's had work featured in hundreds of different articles. He's actually peer-reviewed. He's actually won awards for his work on movie sets.
Wow.
They go to him to make sure that things look and feel 100% real. He's got an amazing resume, Mr. Mark Shubin, and he 100% believes... he does actually have a website. You figure I'd be a little bit more prepared than that?
No. That's fine. Well, you're looking that up. Maynard, what is your theory? Because you've been dying to talk about this.
Well, it's not really my theory on the moon landing being faked. It's just that it's all moot because somebody landed on the moon like 20-something years before we did.
What?
20-something? So 1949, someone landed
yeah,
on the
moon?
Before that.
You guys ever hear of the Nazis? You ever hear of them? They were a bunch of jerks. But
so,
they had some very...
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Continue.
Time out.
Go ahead.
I just want to make it clear that I am not speaking in a pro-Nazi manner here. I'm just telling a story.
Okay. I didn't
but
think
this
you were.
This bag of a-holes.
Bag. A whole
somehow.
Bag? Sounds like a movie. We're very
good at putting things up in the air and making them fly. And they launched.
The V2 rocket.
Look, this is all according from a dude Apollo in Bulgaria 11. Named Vladimir Tuzitsky.
Vladimir Tuzitsky.
That sounds legit.
And
the name checks out.
With the help of Japan, who was also part of the, you know, the axis of power back then.
I mean, they were better at crashing things than flying them, but go ahead.
That's true. Well, they were really good at that.
They launched a rocket from Antarctica, which is the most ideal place you could be launching a rocket from, you know, because it's the bottom of the Earth to get to the moon, so then you don't have to, like, worry about any of the satellites. That are
is the moon at the bottom of the Earth? I didn't know that.
I'm sorry. The desolate and terrible.
So anyway, yeah, they go up and they landed on the moon and they built a base there. The Nazis did. Now, I don't know what they did with the base, but they did it years before any of this.
Everything that you're saying right now is blowing my fucking mind.
So yeah. You want me to buy the idea that America can't launch an unmanned rocket in 50-degree weather from Cape Canaveral, but the Nazis figured out a way in 1942 to launch a rocket from the most hostile...
What year was it? I need to know the year.
It was 1942.
1942.
I thought he said 1942. In the 1940s, regardless, you want me to buy the idea that the Nazis went to the most desolate, destitute, hostile environment that we know on Earth.
Well, they couldn't
Nashua,
do it from
New Hampshire.
They couldn't do it from Germany at the time. That's for sure.
Why not?
There was a bit of a problem going on at Germany.
There were fucking rockets launching from Germany all the time. That would have been the best disguise ever. You want me to buy that they launched from Antarctica?
I think you're missing the larger point here. That the fucking Nazis did not launch rockets from Antarctica because it was fucking 1942.
I mean, they were the ones.
The V2 rocket barely
did you see
hit
some,
fucking
they had
London.
Some very
they,
advanced
they had rocket
aeronautics.
Fighters.
Yes, they did. Fighters. But they barely hit their targets when they launched the V2 rocket.
Were you there?
Was I there?
No.
No, because I'm 30 fucking 6 years old.
So I'm just going to point out, if you didn't see it, it must have happened. But the bigger issue that I have with this is so you mean to tell me that they've had this fucking ability to launch rockets from Antarctica and they couldn't win the war?
Could I ask a bigger question? So Project Paperclip brought a lot of Nazi scientists to the United States. That's correct. It's fact, right? Everybody knows
Werner
that
von
is
Braun,
fact.
Actually.
Yeah.
Who, I mean, if we're just going
to. Did we just
go,
get the wrong scientist? I'm just trying to figure out how it took us another 20 years before we could put something on the
moon. I'm just going to put this out there. Supporting Maynard's theory, Werner von Braun was an SS general or somebody. He was like SS, brought to America to, help with our space program.
Project
NASA.
Paperclip.
So,
Google it. It's worth it. It's worth a Google.
You want to cast a little bit of doubt. He helps America develop a rocket, puts us on the moon. Something that he helped the Nazis do 27 years earlier.
So is it just a resupply mission?
Maybe. Maybe are we working with the Nazis? We cleared a lot of their names and wiped out their misdeeds to bring them into America.
Is that where Hitler went?
No, that was Argentina.
Don't cry
That's
for me.
Maybe a future episode.
Don't cry for me. Hitler.
Anyway.
I mean, the man
I think you're
said,
nuts, if I'm being honest.
So I mean, just
any,
because
so
the man
there
said
evidence?
He...
Don't get mad at me
he
just
because
he's hanging a little brain right
he
now.
He has evidence. He just hasn't showed anybody, that's all. What
oh.
It is.
Well, I mean...
You ever play hide and seek with a 3-year-old?
Yes.
You play hide and seek with a 3-year-old. They hide in plain sight. And then they cover their eyes.
Just like the fucking Nazis.
Them,
oh.
Just like the fucking Nazis.
Just like John Cena.
Right?
Who's John Cena?
You can't see
you
me.
You can't see me.
Who's John Cena?
What? You don't...
Do you think he never progressed past the mental age of 3?
I'm so lost. Who the fuck is John Cena?
How the hell...
You're from Massachusetts.
Dude, you're from Boston. You don't know who John Cena is? You can't see me.
What are you doing? I don't
He's
understand.
Waiting,
the wrestler.
For those of you playing it along at home, Maynard's waving his hands in front of his face.
I know, and I can still see him, so I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't even watch wrestling.
Who the fuck is John
Cena? It's really hard to tell what Maynard's waving his hands in front of because he's got the gimp mask on.
He's always wearing that mask.
It's comfortable.
It's a little unsettling.
Can someone please explain to me who the fuck John Cena is?
He's a wrestler and in a movie star now.
Oh, so he's part of that thing that no one cares about.
Some people care about it.
No one actually cares.
Your followers are going to be very upset with you for this one.
Yeah, no, your followers are going to be very mad.
You're gonna...
That's their own fault.
So anyway,
you're
going to
take this one hard, Sarge.
It's not a real thing.
You can go to ShubinCafe.org where you'll get Marcus Shubin's body of work. He actually worked on the Mia Farrow, Woody Allen case as a forensic videographer.
Ew.
Videographer?
Ew.
Was he just watching Woody Allen molest his daughter the whole time? I don't understand.
I don't know. I just know that he
Woody Allen is with... Can we just pause for a second? Can we just take a stance as a whole show that Woody Allen is the worst thing that ever happened to anything?
He's up there.
He's a terrible rapist, right?
He's up there.
Not only did he rape his own daughter, but then he raped a fucking poor girl who got brought home from Korea.
And then I think she has Stockholm Syndrome because now they're married.
Well, yeah, because she didn't know any better. She didn't know any better. You know, she was taken from a terrible situation in Korea. Poor Soon Yi, you know? She comes all the way to America where everybody is, you know, she's in Hollywood where people are good looking. And then she chooses Woody Allen, who looks like a moderately okay tax attorney. Poor girl. Talk about fucking Stockholm Syndrome. All right, so that's the episode. Welcome to episode one. Anybody have anything else to add? Anybody going to plug anything?
If Jeremy London, if you're listening, I would not retweet this.
Jeremy
Do you
London,
want your name attached
Jeremy
to this?
London, ignore Jordan. He's a fucking dickhead. I loved Mallrats. You're one of my favorite people in the
I'm
world.
I'm not saying I didn't love Mallrats.
He's just saying he didn't really love the episode, I think.
What?
The episode was great. Shut up, Jordan.
The episode of what?
We're going to edit the
whole
thing.
I think they...
All right. We're going to edit the episode. It's going to sound amazing. Shut the fuck up, everyone.
That kid is still on the escalator.
I'm still shocked that Maynard believes Nazis landed on the moon.
You know what? He's entitled to his beliefs.
Wait, so there's a base on the moon?
You can't prove that it didn't happen. That's all I'm saying.
Hold on. Let me put something in perspective. There's millions of people in the world right now that believe that a man rose from the dead 3 days after he was nailed to a stick. So Maynard can believe whatever the fuck he wants.
If there is a base on the moon, how come we haven't found it yet?
Because it's hidden.
Well, how many times have you been to the moon lately? I haven't even been to Cincinnati. I'm not even convinced fucking Cincinnati exists.
Don't
you're
bother.
Gonna try and convince me that
so
there's
then,
no base
then
in
if,
the moon?
If you're right, you're right. How many times have we been to the moon lately? Maybe we haven't gone to the moon because we haven't been back.
Maybe the Earth is flat. All right, let's move on. Thank you for listening to the episode. Maybe we'll do a two-parter here on the moon sometime soon.
This is all going to be...
There's going to be a sequel.
No more moon.
No. I hate the moon.
But is it made of cheese?
So do us a favor. Like the show. Give us a 5-star review. Go to thebrandedsports.com. Also, fucking go to Famous Monsters and buy a goddamn t-shirt, you heathens.
Yes.
I love you guys. Thank you for listening to the show. Anybody
episode
have
2, do porn stars really orgasm?
That is not going to be episode 2. That is going to be Sarge watches Pornhub later. I love you. Good night. Mwah.